Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Jeff Herron shares what God has been doing in his life.
As many of you probably know, today is the feast day of St. John Fisher. John Fisher was a priest, bishop, author, Cambridge University chancellor, a cardinal of the Catholic Church, and an English martyr. On the morning of June 22, 1535, on London's Tower Hill, Bishop Fisher was beheaded under the command of King Henry VIII. Fisher's death was not enough to appease the vile king's anger, so he had his headless corpse stripped and exposed on a scaffold for the balance of the day. At nightfall, John Fisher's naked corpse was unceremoniously tossed into a grave in a nearby church cemetery. Further, the king ordered that Father Fisher's head be staked on London's bridge. For the next 2 weeks, large crowds gathered to gaze upon the rosy, lifelike countenance of Fisher's face. Finally, the English council ordered that his severed head be thrown thoughtlessly and disrespectfully into the River Thames. 30 years earlier, Father Fisher had served as the king's tutor and as a counselor to Henry's father and to his grandmother, Margaret, the Countess of Richmond. On her deathbed, Margaret entrusted her grandson, the young King Henry, to Bishop Fisher. She tearfully pleaded that the Bishop of Rochester would advise the novice king, and that her grandson listen carefully to the brilliant priest if he hoped to be happy in this life and in eternity. Bishop Fisher gladly accepted the charge. And Henry VIII long held Father Fisher in high regard as his priest and counselor. King Henry VIII knew that Bishop Fisher was among the brilliant and was a leading mind and author in the Northern Renaissance. Bishop Fisher's writings promoted pastoral integrity and education. The bishop himself also had a superb private library. Bishop Fisher intended to leave his library to the Cambridge University. Instead, it was destroyed by King Henry VIII's agents. So, sadly, very few of Bishop Fisher's writings remain with us today. Fisher's great learning and pastoral zeal made him a virtual one-man counter-reformation agent in England, first against Martin Luther and then against Henry VIII. More positive things could be said about this powerful and learned priest. However, by now, many of you are wondering and probably asking, what in the world went wrong? What so enraged King Henry VIII that he would turn on this renowned priest, the priest of his own court, a friend, and make him a martyr? Most of us are aware that the line between love and hate is razor thin. King Henry VIII was married to Catherine of Aragon. Catherine evidently was unable to provide a male child for the malevolent king. Further, the unfaithful king was in hot pursuit of Anne Boleyn. King Henry VIII petitioned Pope Clement VII for a divorce from Catherine of Aragon in order that he might marry Anne Boleyn. The Pope refused to grant King Henry VIII his wishes. The enraged king turned to his priest, Father John Fisher, and to his court lawyer, Thomas More. Yes, St. Thomas More was a contemporary of St. John Fisher, but that's another story for another time. Henry VIII was thinking that these leading men in his court and prominent figures in the Catholic Church could prevail upon the Pope in order that he could receive the Pope's blessing to divorce and then to remarry. Bishop John Fisher refused to side with the king, as did Thomas More, and they sided with Pope Clement VII. Remember that razor-thin line between love and hate? Well, King Henry VIII turned on Bishop John Fisher and Thomas More. Both were arrested for treason and beheaded. The wicked king also turned on the Catholic Church, and he started his own church. This is how the Church of England, or the Anglican Church as it is also known, or it's known as the Episcopal Church in America, that's how this church was started. King Henry VIII started his own movement and made himself the head of the church. And of course, now he could have his way, divorce and remarry, as he did numerous more times. This is a brief summary of the happenings that led to Bishop John Fisher's martyrdom and subsequent canonization as a saint. Bishop Fisher was beatified by Pope Leo XIII on December 29, 1886, and he was canonized by Pope Pius XI on May 19, 1935. Of course, today, June 22nd, is his feast day. I was introduced to St. John Fisher by Alan Hunt, the author of Confessions of a Megachurch Pastor. Hunt, a former Methodist pastor converted to the Catholic Church. The book highlights his conversion. During my own journey of leaving the ministry as a Protestant pastor and converting to Catholicism, I read Alan Hunt's book and was introduced to St. John Fisher for the very first time. I was so moved by the integrity and courage of this priest of the English Reformation that I selected him, or perhaps he chose me. At any rate, I chose him as my confirmation saint. As a former Protestant, I came from the Wesleyan denomination. The Wesleyan Church was birthed from the Methodist movement, which was birthed from the Anglican Church. I was stunned as I realized that the church of my upbringing and the denomination which I had pastored for 34 years was so closely linked to the story of St. John Fisher. I sometimes wonder what would have happened if Henry VIII would have listened to Bishop Fisher and would have remained within the Catholic Church. I believe a lot of misery would have been spared, and church history certainly would look a lot different. This side of eternity, we'll never know. But this faithful saint enlivened me along the way of my conversion pathway. We never know the far-reaching impact our life and our testimony can have upon the lives of others. I don't imagine that Bishop Fisher fathomed that 486 years after his martyrdom in London, that his testimony would be having a prominent impact upon the life of a former Protestant pastor in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So today is truly a feast day for me as I remember St. John Fisher. I thank God for this learned Catholic bishop and for his courage to stand up for the truth, to stand up for Christ, and to stand up for the Catholic Church. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and St. John Fisher, please pray for us. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.